Why is the world going Facebook crazy, Robert?
Because it's the way to talk to everybody. I mean, my wife is Iranian. She grew up in Tehran, and all of her friends in elementary school are on Facebook. And that's a common story you hear when you travel the world. Everybody's on Facebook. I just had a friend go to Africa, and he said, man, everybody's discovering Facebook and getting on it, and families and you know, college kids, not just college kids, everybody's on Facebook. It's where you talk to everybody.
It is instantaneous communication now, isn't it?
Oh, totally. So the group feature is really neat because I just set up a whole bunch of groups, and I have, like, one group that is called Tech Leaders and Influencers, and I added a bunch of people. There's about 500 people in that group, and we're talking live while the show is going on even, and people are chatting. And so I'm sure I'm going to join in your group because I know you're going to have one, and you can talk right live. It's pretty crazy.
What does Facebook do, Robert, that Twitter and MySpace does not?
Well, MySpace is out of it. I mean, MySpace is still a great place to discover music and talk about music. Twitter is the tech industry is on Twitter, and the celebrities are on Twitter. It's a great place to follow Ashton Kutcher and Oprah and stuff like that. But Facebook is where you talk to your personal friends and family. And now with this group thing, you can add your friends and family into group, or you could start a group like I started a group for my coworkers. You could start a group for your soccer club or your PTA club or whatever, and you know talk to everybody right there. It's a much more conversational place than Twitter is. And you can put photos and videos up there, which you can't do on Twitter either.
And, Robert, these hip social networks have really fueled the sale of smartphones, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a smartphone addict. I have an Android phone and an iPhone and a couple of Nokia phones. And next Monday, Microsoft has the new Windows Phone 7 coming out, which is actually pretty nice for once. Microsoft's doing something pretty nice. You know, as you're walking around, you can be talking to people around the world, and not just talking around, you know, you can be chatting and you can put photos up. I use an app called Food Spotting that when I'm at a great restaurant, I take pictures of the food and post that up, and I can find other places to get a good meal in town, you know, which is really important when you travel a lot like I do. So
tell me, what is this Windows 7 phone? What's so special about it?
Well, you know, they said, well, you know, there's the iPhone, there's the Android phone, and we're not going to be able to compete with that, you know, at least at first. So let's rethink the phone. Let's come out with a completely different UI. Let's not copy what Apple's done or what Google's done. Let's come up with a new phone. And if you look at it, it has a beautiful tiles on the front page where you can see, you know, weather and your friends and people have called you and people have emailed you and stuff like that. And it's just a really nice UI. Then they said, well, okay, we're behind the game because we don't have any apps. You know, Apple has 250,000 apps. Google has 100,000 apps. We don't have any apps. We're rebuilding the phone from scratch. Let's put on here a way to build apps that's easier than the other guys. And so the developers that I talk to, I go around to a lot of startups for building43.com and video, you know, the CEOs and the developers, and they're telling me this is a much better way, much easier way to build apps than for, you know, the Android or the iPhone. And, you know, we'll see. I think we need 6 months really to judge whether they're successful or not. They probably need actually more than time than that because they're really in a deep hole and they're behind on mobile. But they're going to come on strong, I think. It's pretty exciting.